It's good to have you back, Beau. Last time we talked, you described creating childhood storybooks for your daughter to read to her own future kids, connecting three generations. Memoir Maker feels like the grown-up, serious version of that impulse. But you have a social psychology background. What's the actual mechanism that makes writing or speaking your life story useful? Is it narrative identity theory or something else?
Well, it's the idea that we all like to experience a sense of self-importance, and we like to believe that our life has meant something. And especially as you get older, you start to think about this more. And it becomes
So that need for meaningfulness is really central. I'm curious, though, how does the voice-first interface change the game? You've mentioned before that memoirs aren't great for courses, so you see them as their own category. On Memoir Maker, users just talk. What does just talk unlock psychologically that just write doesn't?
Well, it depends on the type of person you are. Some people like to express themselves by talking. Some people like to express themselves by writing. Psychologically, there isn't much of a difference. It depends on, again, the type of person you are. What's more important is that you have something to say inside you. You have a story and you want to get it out. And that's what this software allows you to do.
Right, so it's about enabling that expression, whether it's spoken or written. You know, the site also floats this idea of unusual use cases, like writing a memoir from a pet's perspective or dream sequences. Is that about broadening the platform's emotional range, or is there another strategy behind that?
I think that's more for fun than any kind of serious psychological concept. It's a way that you can, just entertain yourself and entertain others by creating these fun type of memoirs that that people like to read.
Fun is good. Entertainment is definitely a valid goal. I'm curious, though, when the AI transforms those spoken words into chapters, how do you keep it sounding like the person who spoke, not like generic AI prose? You built a slider into concepts of a book to preserve voice. So what's happening technically here to keep it authentic?
Well, it's a similar concept in that when you speak your own voice and you tell the story, AI will take that and use it, just kind of cleaning it up. And it really does the minimum. It's not going to completely change your words or your story. However, it's important for everybody to know that if you make the sections very thin with content and don't speak for like 5 or 10 minutes, then AI is not going to have much to work with, and it's going to have to make something up in order to fill in those gaps, which is fine for many people, but some people really want to preserve their voice and their story, and they don't want the creativity level so high. So not only do we have a creativity level slider, but this also helps as well when you actually give the AI enough material to work with.
That makes sense. The more material you provide, the better the AI can match your voice. You know, your site also frames the need to act urgently. Your wisdom may be lost forever. You've mentioned before in the Starring My Kid episode that your daughter gets emotional reading those childhood storybooks to her own future kids. Is this loss framing the more serious version of that impulse? And does it change how people engage with their stories?
Yeah, and honestly, it is a marketing, I don't want to say trick, but it's a marketing strategy, I think is the more appropriate word, to let people know that, or to remind people that, hey, we're not going to be here forever. And there is a sense of urgency in getting this done. And unfortunately, for many people that do start writing their memoirs, it's just something that they never finish, not only because has it not ended yet, which makes sense for everybody until it actually ends, but more importantly, they just get stuck and they get to a point where they can't take the next step. They don't know what to do. They put it off and it never gets done. With AI and specifically with our software, it allows you to actually get this done because it helps you and it guides you and it does the heavy lifting for you.
So it helps people get past that stuck point. You know, you've spent decades building tools to help others tell their stories, and you have a psychology background. Have you made your own memoir with Memoir Maker yet? And if not, what's stopping you?
No, I sure have. Actually, I've done two memoirs. One was my first memoir, and I wrote a book about it. It's my own memoir that I wrote. I started taking that project maybe like about 10 years ago, maybe. And it was from my birth, or earliest memories, until about age 22 or so. And then I stopped it. And with this software, Memoir Maker, I'm picking up at that point when I met my wife. So my wife and I are doing it together, and it's coming out amazing. We every like a couple of days we'll sit down and we'll do a section, and it's a lot of fun.
That's great that you're capturing that part of your story together. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
Well, my main website is archieboy.com, where you can find all of my sites. Specifically, the one we're talking about is memoirmaker.ai.
Thanks, Beau. Hearing that you're using the software to write your own love story with your wife is a wonderful detail. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. Let's get you back on soon. There's plenty more we can cover. That's a wrap.